WRJN Racine. All right, that was our national anthem performed by one of the pom-pom girls for Racine Park. Now both teams getting last-minute instructions, and then we will have the kickoff, and Oak Creek will be kicking off. To the Park Panthers, and deep to receive will be Eastland and Senft for the Park Panthers, and we'll see who comes out to do the kick for the two kickers. And it will be Haisali. Haisali is how they pronounced it to me. They go by, just so you know, we can call them Benny because that's what they call them,
assistant
coaches.
That's easy enough for us.
So Haisali again to kick off for Oak Creek. And again, deep to receive will be Eastland and Senft. There's the kick. It's a beauty, and it's a touchback. It goes into the end zone.
It went past the end line on the back of the end zone. So it's over 60 yards on. 70 yards, excuse me, on the air.
All right, so we're underway here. Park will come out with their offense. They should be led by Cameron Hunter. The 6'3", 196-pound senior should lead him out. And he'll bring him out in the gun. He's got three wideouts to the right and one to the left. Hands it off. And getting decent is DeLeon. DeLeon on that carry. As we're just underway here, he picks up three. It'll be second and seven.
As junior running back, Jamarion DeLeon there. A nice, very nice carry. 3-4 yards. That's exactly what you want if you're a Panthers fan. Oak Creek, you know, got to tighten it up a little bit up front.
And actually, Vaughn. Jaylian Vaughn is the quarterback in the gun now. And we're going to have a procedure call here. Somebody jumped.
Both receivers on either sideline jumped. So whether you want to put it on the guy closest to the press box or on the far sideline, either way, they both false started there. Mental mistakes is not what you want if you're a Park Panther fan. Mental mistakes against a good team like Oak Creek, not a key to victory.
All right, so Vaughn will bring him out. In the gun, I formation, two to the right, one to the left, wide outs. Hands it off again. DeLeon again, I believe, on that carry.
And it almost looked like it popped out there for a split second,
yeah.
But they were able to cover it up and no problem there.
All right, closing in on 10 minutes to go already in the first quarter. If you're hearing a little bit of humming, that's the wind that we're picking up.
Very breezy here. As we had talked about, it's probably 10 to 15 plus mile an hour winds.
All right, one wide out to the left and one to the right for Vaughn. In that I formation again. Goes back to pass. Going to throw it out there. Incomplete. It's intended for Eastland. Eastland's looking for a flag, but nothing doing. That should bring up fourth down.
Face guarding is not illegal. He didn't really make any contact, in my opinion. He was running alongside him, and the receiver had plenty of time to get to the ball if he wanted to. Noberto Rosales, freshman, back there to punt.
Okay.
It looks like he's number 15.
Yep. Rosales kicks it.
A lefty kick.
Fair catch called by the Knights, but I don't think he touched it.
No, it was very close to actually being kick-catch interference. He has to be given the freedom to catch the ball there, and it was very close.
And that was Angelis that called for the fair catch, but never touched it.
No, I think that's the right call, Dick.
All right, so Fergus will bring him out. Blake Fergus, the 6'3", 191-pound junior. Power eye for the Knights. One to the left, one to the right.
Number seven.
Schauff on the carry. Nathan Schauff, 6 foot, 197 pound senior.
It looked like he tried to jump cut into the hole that was set up for him, but there's just nothing there.
So no gain. Second and 10. Ferguson the gun. Hands it off again to Schauff. This time, good yardage for Schauff.
Yeah, good run. Able to gain yardage through the middle there on that running play.
So it'll bring up third down. Third and about five for the Knights. Fergus will bring him out. He's got two wideouts to the right and one to the left for Fergus. Now we had a jump. We'll see who moved.
Yeah, the right tackle did jump, but we'll see if defense went first or not.
Yeah. We'll see if they spotted it. Talking about it. 8:27 to go in our first quarter. No score. Oak Creek's first possession of the night. And they called offsides on the Panthers.
Yeah, that's a tough call. He must have jumped prior to the Oak Creek player false starting.
So it brings up first and 10 then. First and 10 for the Knights at the 33-yard line of Park. Two wideouts to the right, one to the left for Fergus. Hands it off again, pushing, driving his way. Schauff again.
And we haven't seen anything too complex yet from this Knight offense. Just little runs up the middle, but they haven't really, you know, this could be a game for them where they don't want to put too much on film, you know?
Yes. Good point. Because so far it's been all dives for Schauff. Again, multiple wideouts to the right and to the left. Fergus in the gun. Hands it off again.
And one thing,
Schauff.
One thing teams did when I played a lot at Cudahy, we weren't that good, right? And that's an example of kind of where Park is at. A lot of teams ran the ball and then go over top. They get all you to start reading the run.
Yes.
Run. All right, just, here comes the pass over top.
Just going to say that in my keys. This is now where Fergus will take his shot.
They definitely have the athletes all around, that's for sure.
All right, you got two wideouts to the right and one to the left for Ferguson again. And there he goes, back to pass, throws, complete. To Hamilton. Hamilton on the catch. And another first down for the Knights.
Something we like, Dick. Mike Brewer trying to get that clock going.
Well, under seven to play already in the first quarter. Fergus brings him out. In the gun. Two to the right, one to the left. Gives it off to Schaff again. And Schaff picking up multiple yardage.
It was almost like a delayed run there. He yep. kind of stutter-stepped his way in the backfield and then continued on with his run.
So it'll bring up second and four as we close in on six to play in our first quarter. Getting down in that corner now, Dylan, where from the press box, it's hard to catch it. Ferguson, a gun, back to pass, has time, now gets flushed out of there. He's got to get rid of it and throws it out of bounds. Smart play by Fergus. Keep in mind, they got two field goal kickers.
Yeah, they have a lot of good tall receivers out there and athletes that could just go up and get the ball if they need to. Smart play there by Ferguson to just throw it away.
So now it's third and four at the 10-yard line of the Panthers. Ferguson, a gun. Two to the right, one to the left for Fergus. Gives it off to Schaff, pushing his way. And I think he's short of the first down from where I can see my vantage point.
I'd say he's still got about a yard to go there, Dick.
So to bring up fourth down, let's see what Coach Barr decides to do here.
If I'm them, I would go for it. Stacked up deep into the park zone. No point to try for a field goal, just... you know, do your thing. That's what I would say.
So the play comes in from the side for the Knights. And you get those wideouts. One to the right this time, two to the left. He's got Schaff in the backfield with him. Hands it off to Schaff. He pushes his way, and I believe he's got a first down. In fact, did he score? No. Just short of the end zone, so it'll be first and goal.
Second, a great second effort there.
Had to be the second effort because I thought he was bent.
No, he had put a hand down as he was falling down, and that was able to keep him upright and push towards that end line.
So first and goal for the Knights at the one-yard line of Park. No score. We played almost 8 minutes here in the first quarter. In the gun goes Fergus, gives it off to Schaff.
I'd say he's still short, Dick.
No signal yet that he scored. Nope, he is short.
He got there, but the ball definitely, he got scrunched up like a ball almost by that park defender and not able to put the ball over the goal line.
So it'll bring up second and goal at the one. And we're under four to play now. Ferguson, the gun. Two to the left, one to the right. And this time it's a touchdown. Schaff on the carry. He did much of the work on that possession there, Dylan.
Yeah, we could call that the Nathan Schaff drive. I mean, they called his number 95% of the times, one passing play over top. But, you know, they just trusted their back there, and he was able to punch it in for points on this drive.
All right, Brady Mobley in to try for the extra point. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 3:40 to go in our first quarter, it's now the Knights of Oak Creek 7. The Park Panthers getting ready for their second possession, 0.
And one thing that they don't want to do is commit mental errors. They were able to move the ball around pretty decently, but once you start going in the wrong direction, even if you have good plays, it doesn't matter because, you know, it's going to be second and long, third and long, fourth and long, and you're going to end up punting, and it's into this pretty significant wind here tonight.
And again, as Dylan said, Oak Creek could be trying to keep it simple tonight because we know there's scouts here from Case watching this ball game. And now we got Benny Hassely to kick off again, and let's see if he puts it into the end zone once again. We got Eastland back again for the Panthers. There's the boot. And we'll have another touchback, Dylan. So it'll be first and 10 for Park.
Impressive kicker, Dick. I'll say that.
So first and 10 for the Park Panthers at the 20-yard line, their 20-yard line. They now trail 7-0 to the Knights of Oak Creek. So once again, Vaughn. So to bring up second down, that was Vaughn on the keeper. So it brings up second and 8. They sold it well, but the Knights
didn't fall for it.
No. So down to 3 minutes to play in our first quarter. Vaughn in the gun. He's got one to the right and 3 to the left. There it's complete and driven back. And that was Eastland on the reception as he was driven back by Villarreal, Jackson Villarreal.
And one thing to note for our listeners, the receiver was standing there ready to catch it. The Oak Creek defender started to make contact with him, but he was going for that ball. So there's no real argument there for, despite a lot of the players wanting pass interference,
yes.
He's entitled to the ball as much as the offensive player is.
All right. Jalen Vaughn will bring him out again in the gun. Multiple wide receivers. 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Throws over, incomplete. Intended for Eastland again. Over his head, the only one close to the ball were two of the Knights.
Yeah, just an overthrow. Whether he was trying to hit him or go over top, you just can't make that type of throw with this wind out there.
So it brings up fourth down. They'll have to punt it away. There's the punt, almost blocked.
Very generous Oak Creek bounce there, Dick.
That was actually Freeman that punted there.
At 16, that's actually pretty hard to read. It looked like 15 first time he came out there.
So it was Freeman. So Fergus will bring him out with 1:53 to go in our first quarter. Stick around at halftime. Our halftime guest will be Bree Sanders, the new athletic director at Park High School. Hopefully looking forward to a nice interview with her. So Blake Fergus will bring him out. He's got one to the left and 2 to the right as he throws down here. And it's a touchdown to Hoagland. Max Hoagland. As they caught Park sleeping in a 44-yard pass reception from Fergus to
Hoagland, yeah.
Hoagland.
Yeah, that Oak Creek, that name's been in Oak Creek for a long time. Good receiver there. The Park defender was in sleep mode, and they went right over top of his head and completed a nice play over top.
So Brady Mobley to try to make it 14-0, and we still got a little over a minute to play in the first quarter. There's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 1:44 to go in our first quarter, it's now Oak Creek 14, Park 0. So that didn't take very long, Dylan.
No, first play from scrimmage, you're able to complete a 44-yard pass for a touchdown. Just, you know, nothing more you could ask for there if you're an Oak Creek Knight.
So 14-0 is our score. And now Benny will kick off for the Knights. And deep to receive again will be Eastland and Steph.
It took almost 10 minutes, more or less, to get our first points of the game. But we have two touchdowns very quickly here, Dick.
So Hosley to kick off for the Knights. There's a boomer again. And again, another touchback.
Almost through the uprights.
Yep.
Very strong leg for the Knights.
All right, so we'll see if Vaughn brings him out again. He's the quarterback yet. Jalen Vaughn, 170-pound junior, 6 foot for the Park Panthers. And they got to get something going here, or this could get ugly, Dylan.
Yeah, it definitely can get ugly quick. And, you know, kids are starting to hang their heads, but it's still the first quarter, plenty of game left, and they got to put together a good drive here.
All right, Vaughn in the gun. He's got a wide out to the left and one to the right. DeLeon on the carry. Not much there, if any.
No, it was a huge rush from that left side of that Oak Creek defense there. They were able to get through. Lincoln Hansen had a great play off the edge and able to lose 2 or 3 yards there on that play, Dick, for Panthers.
All right, Vaughn will bring him out. 1:10 and counting in our first quarter. He's got wideouts, two to the left and one to the right for Vaughn. He wants to pass. This time throws incomplete, intended for Wright. Kamari Wright, the intended receiver. But again, I talked about the physicality of the Knights, and you saw it on that play.
Yeah, linebacker Landon DeVilio with a great open field pass breakup there to force this third down with the clock stopped.
Third and 12. Vaughn will bring him out. He's got two wide outs to the right and two to the left. High formation for Vaughn. Back to pass goes Vaughn. They flush it incomplete. Forced him out there. Intended for Santoya White. Santoya White was the intended receiver.
And Vaughn was standing in the pocket, took another big hit there on that pass attempt. We'll see, you know, how much this physicality continues to wear down the Park Panthers.
So it should be Freeman again punting away. And we got Morris back to receive this punt for the Knights. He hasn't been able to field one yet on the two punts. High snap, almost blocked. And Morris gets out of the way. And once again, I should say Angelise was the would have been the returner there.
As a crazy punt, the wind is tremendous out there. Went up, and it came straight down more or less. So just very difficult, and puts Oak Creek again in great field possession to start their third drive.
Yeah, at the 47-yard line of Park, as Fergus will bring them out. We'll have at least one more play in our first quarter. Listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports. High formation for Fergus. Hands it off. Again, the Schoff. Schoff on the carry.
I liked at the end of the run there, he was coming into contact, two hands on the football, and trucks the defender.
I always liked that. That's security.
Yep.
And how about this? They're not even going to let it run out. They're coming out. Fergus comes out in the gun. He's got wideouts on both sides. Back to pass goes Fergus. Has time. Throws it. Incomplete. It was intended for Hamilton that time. That'll stop the clock with 17 seconds to go.
Right through his hands. That's one where he's going to catch it and starts looking upfield before he even catches the football. Always got to secure the catch. May have heard they always say footsteps behind him.
So Ferguson the gun. Two to the left, one to the right. Throws. Got his man. And he couldn't hold it.
A tough break. Back-to-back plays. They go to Hamilton. Again, right through his breadbasket.
He was there.
Right off his hands. It was a little out in front of him. Not by much, but that's one where it hit both of the hands. You got to bring that one in.
So it stops the clock with 12 seconds to go. Fergus once again in the gun. He's got two to the left, one to the right. Now he's flushed out of there. Flag on the play. Probably going to get the Knights for holding, I would think.
Yep, that's what I would call, Dick. I'm gonna guess that Park will decline this one.
And they did. Just what Dylan said, declined it, so it brings up fourth down.
Now, if you're Oak Creek here, you could almost call a timeout. You got that big, strong kicker. You'd almost be worth kicking a field goal here.
Sure.
With the wind at your back.
Yeah. And that's the end of our first quarter with our score, Oak Creek 14, Racine Park 0. We'll step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Take the first step towards a more independent life. Test drive a Golden or Pry Power chair or scooter and reclaim your freedom with Easy Mobility Solutions. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Crafted for the utmost comfort and convenience. Visit Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted choice for power mobility solutions. An authorized Pride and Golden dealer backed by the Never Pay MSRP guarantee. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
There's the punt. That was by Benny. Haisali. And Park will take over. A decent punt. So Park will take over. First and 10 now.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, they've had three drives now, and they haven't been able to do much with it. So we'll see if on this fourth drive they can finally get the ball moving, or if, you know, we'll get a good performance by that Knight defense that we've seen so far tonight.
All right, first and 10 at the 9-yard line of Park. Vaughn is still our quarterback for the Panthers. He's in the gun. He's got a wide out to both ways, and he hands off.
Number eight, a little jet sweep there.
Eastland on the carry.
A tricky little jet sweep there.
Yes.
A nice attempt, but they were not able to gain any yards on that, Dick. And strong showing by this Knight defense.
So we played almost a minute already here in our second quarter. 14-0 is our score. The Knights with the lead.
And that was something I talked about pregame, where Park's going to want to control as much clock as they can.
So Vaughn will bring him out.
Nah, girl, we knew her mass up on the night.
Vaughn in the gun. Has a man go in motion. Had wideouts both ways. Hands it off. Coming up the middle. Is DeLeon. DeLeon on the carry.
And they keep calling his number.
yeah.
I mean, there's not much really they can do besides that, you know. And, you know, it's...
Looks like the Giants last night.
Just
could not get the running game going.
No. And the few times they've tried to pass it here tonight, a huge rush from Oak Creek up front.
Well, they're going to see that rush again because he's got three wideouts this time to the left, one to the right. As that man go in motion. Now throws the screen. Complete to Hewlett, Demetrius Hewlett, and that'll bring up fourth down. I mean,
that was a nice catch in double coverage, but again, Oak Creek's put themselves in great position to make plays. Almost could have jumped that route, but they weren't unable to do that, and forces another punt here for Park.
Angelis back to receive this punt. From Freeman. Jacob Freeman, the 5'9", 170-pound senior. See if he can field this one, Angelis. If it's not blocked, he's close to the end zone there.
And he takes a little bit to kick it, too.
It's not a good snap. And this is going to take a Park bounce. So nice punt by Freeman. So with 8:47 to go in our first half, 14-0 is our score.
And a beautiful Park roll all the way down to the 29-yard line of Oak Creek. And this is the first time that Oak Creek has had the ball south of the 50-yard line on their three possessions.
Fergus will bring him out. He's got two wideouts to the left, one to the right. He gives it off to Schoff. So to bring up second down, that one they played pretty well.
Yeah, going with what they know, what they've called a lot here tonight. You know, every play, if you can get 2-3 yards, it's what you want. And they're able to get some yardage there on that play.
All right, Fergus will bring them out, and they take their time, too, with that lead. Two wideouts to the left, one to the right in I formation. Fergus gives it off again to Schoff. He's going up the sideline to the 40, to the 50. They stop him right at about midfield is Schoff. Another nice play. He's so
Elusive
and lean, though, too.
Yeah, he makes them, they say you make yourself skinny, and he's able to do that to get through these holes, but he's a strong ball carrier. We do have two markers, though, Dick.
Yeah. The other thing I was going to say about him is he doesn't run upright a lot.
No, he has a forward lean, and he lowers his shoulder a lot.
That's the word I was looking for, that lean. So this one's on Oak Creek.
Yeah, it looks like we had a holding penalty there. Puts them back 10 yards from where the foul occurred.
So it'll bring up 2nd and 17 now for Oak Creek.
Big break there for the Panthers.
Yep, Ferguson in the eye. Wideouts on both sides. Goes back the pass as he rolls out. He's got his man complete. To Hoagland again. Hoagland on the reception.
It's been his big downfield target that we've seen him connect with twice now on long plays. Just an easy target for them. He even had to stop his route because of the wind. You could tell that he wanted to keep going, but the wind forced him to come back to the football.
Nice rollout by Fergus on that one.
Great play action fake.
All right, Fergus once again in the eye. Shotgun formation. Gives it off to Schoff. And they stop him this time at the line of scrimmage. And again, Coach Parr persistent on running that ball.
Yeah, setting the tone. Physicality that Coach Parr preaches. He wants to be physical on offense, defense. He doesn't care. He wants to play physical Oak Creek football.
All right, clock continues to run. Down to 6:30 to play in our first half. Fergus brings him out. Multiple wideouts, both right and left. Fergus back to pass. Now gets flushed out of there. He's got to keep it running with it. Still on his feet.
Wow.
And he gets it down to about the 30-yard line of Park. Scrambled out of all that traffic.
Yeah, he was able to make something out of nothing there on that play, Dick.
Exactly. So clock continues to run, 5:40 to go in our first half. 14-0, Oak Creek with the lead.
Both teams have very low tempo, just doing their thing. Neither team has really had a sense of urgency here tonight.
So we got a 3rd and 5 for Fergus in the gun. And he hands it off to Schoff down the sideline, 30. 20, 10. And he got in for the touchdown. So a 31-yard run by Schoff to make it now 20-0. And we got an injured Park player. Getting up, though, under his own power, which is good.
Oak Creek, again, just a great play. Physicality is starting to wear down this Panther defense, Dick.
So Mobley in to try to convert the extra point and make it a 21-0 night lead. Here's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 5:10 to go in our first half, it's now Oak Creek 21, Park 0.
And so far, Dick, for this Oak Creek offense, it's been Hoagland or Schoff. You either get two long passes to Hoagland or it's been a ton of carries for Nathan Schoff. You know, they're putting together a great performance here tonight.
And good management by Fergus.
Yes.
Being a very good general out there tonight.
Yeah, he's doing a tremendous job leading this offense, doing the play calling. You know, he's been a very great leader for this Oak Creek team.
All right, so Benny Hasila to kick off. So Hasila to kick off once again. You got to take your time when you pronounce Benny's name.
Yes.
Again, you got Eastland and Sent back.
Even into that crazy wind, Dick, another touchback.
So again, Benny with a very nice kick. So Vaughn will bring him out, I believe. He's see if he gets the, yep, got the play from Coach Mattson. He'll bring him out. They're down now by three scores. 21-0. 5:10 to go in our first half. As Dylan said, it's been all Low Creek. Vaughn in the gun. And stoppage of play there, Dylan, by the referee.
False start. I think it's the receiver to our sideline there.
Yeah. Had the man going in motion and then had the end around, and one of those was not set.
Nope. Unfortunate break. Again, just mental errors really hurting this Park team when they're on offense.
So now it'll be first and 15 at the 15-yard line of Park. Vaughn in the gun. Got two wideouts to his left. Throws it out here. That one's complete, I believe. Pushed out of bounds, but it's complete to Eastland. Eastland on the catch. So nice play that time.
Yeah, way to make a great catch while right near the out of bounds. Still 5 yards to go here.
Yep.
But it's what you want after committing a penalty.
They knock him out of bounds, so the clock stops with 4:58 to go. It's second and 5. For Vaughn and his Panthers. Vaughn back to pass again. Throws it over the middle. Incomplete.
Yeah, almost intercepted there.
Yeah, that one was intended for Santoya White.
Carter Golonski there on the breakup, the linebacker, making a great play. He was trying to make a tackle, but it almost intercepted it himself.
So it brings up third down.
Two updates here, Dick, for our conferences. Case 13-0 over Indian Trails, and Franklin is up 17-0 over Bradford.
Okay. Case homecoming this week. Vaughn back to pass in the gun. Throws out here. Complete. I think he's got enough, depending on where he caught it. He's got enough for the first down. That was Eastland on that catch.
His big target there that he likes to go to, and he was able to stick through the tough tackle and get the first down.
I believe that's their first down of the night. Vaughn on the keeper. Jitterbugged his way for a second, then came back inside. Maybe got a yard as that wind kicks up again. .355 and counting in our first half.
And one thing we talked about a lot tonight is physicality. And one thing Coach Parr is looking forward to is a potential referendum to add a bigger weight room there.
Yes.
I know the weight room at Oak Creek's not the largest, but they've still able to produce a lot of physicality despite that smaller locker room, weight room.
All right, Vaughn in the gun. He's got three to his left and one to his right. Throws it out here, and I don't know if he actually was the intended receiver, but he caught it.
And one thing,
Santoya White on the catch.
Yeah, it was a great catch there. Basketball player we've seen this winter. But one thing, everybody wanted a face mask there. You have to get the actual opening of the face mask. So if you're going to pull from a side of the helmet, the ear hole on the helmet, those are not acceptable for penalties.
All right, Vaughn brings them out. They're starting to move the ball, gaining some confidence here. 2:45 in counting. In our first half, Vaughn in the gun, throws it over the middle, incomplete. Santoya White again.
And Vaughn once again just taking a huge hit from that Oak Creek defensive front.
So it brings up fourth down. And in the punt once again will be Freeman. And back to receive the punt will be Angelis. With 2:37 to go, plenty of time for the Knights. And remember, the Knights will get the third quarter kickoff. There's the left-handed kick. It sends Angelis all the way back. And he'll let it go into the end zone for a touchback.
Not too many times, Dick, you're going to kick from your own 37 and it go all the way for a touchback.
Yeah. So Fergus will bring him out. And it'll be interesting to see Dylan if they keep the rhythm up here, the Knights, how long you see Fergus in at quarterback tonight.
Yeah, I'd assume we'd at least get one or two drives in the second half, but we'll see.
All right, Fergus brings him out. He's got three wideouts to the right and one to the left. Now he's flushed out of there. Now throws it. He's got his man. Hamilton to the 30, 20 to the 10. He scores. Doug Hamilton got away.
Eighty yards.
And we just talked about Blake Fergus. To Hamilton to make it 27-0.
And that was a tough break there by Case. Had the guy wrapped up, just broke through a would-be tackle and takes it long play all the way down the field for the touchdown.
All right. Brady Mobley in to try the extra point here. There's the snap. The kick is up. And the kick is good. So with 2:11 to go in our first half, it's now Oak Creek 28, Racine Park 0.
And Park's, unfortunate breaks while they're on offense. Defense is giving up the big plays. Just, two things you don't want that results in bad things for you. Looking forward to the interview at halftime, Dick.
I noticed that our halftime guest has arrived in the press box, but she'll have to be patient.
One thing, if you work in a school, you know all about is the word patience. So,
because we'll have to get in some commercial breaks. And then we'll hopefully have a nice interview like we had last week.
Yeah, I think we will, and we'll get, you know, some good information and some good questions, and I'm looking forward to it a lot.
All right, so Benny to kick off. Hasidley. For the Knights. And the same two deep men, Eastland and Senft. But it may not matter. Well, this one's going to be fielded. Fielded at the 10. Up to the 30. Gets away. Almost breaks it. And gets it back.
Yeah, they're going to get 15 more yards on this one, Dick. That was a horse collar tackle. Horse collar touchdown saving tackle.
That was Senft. Senft on the return.
From his own 1 yard line
from
where he caught it.
From his own 1 yard line and tack on a little more.
Yeah, it's going to be all in all a almost 60 yard return with the penalty added on at the end.
So the Panthers have 2:03 to work with.
I will say that despite pulling that, he was already kind of going to the ground. So I think that's kind of what they're talking about. So we might even see that picked up.
And let's see here. And they are picking it up, Dylan Dooley.
Yeah, I think they did get the thing, but as the main referee's explaining is that he was already kind of falling to the ground when that action occurred. So it didn't include on that tackle. I like that they came together and talked about that.
Yep.
Before they actually enforced it.
All right, so first and 10 for the Park Panthers at their 44-yard line. Vaughn still the quarterback for the Panthers. He's got a wide out to the right and one to the left. Hands it off to Jordan, Brenton Jordan on the carry.
And Coach Parr has a lot of sportsmanship to himself, class. I won't expect any timeouts from Oak Creek here before halftime.
Yeah. Clock continues to run with 1:40 to go. In our first half. Vaughn in the gun. One wide out to the right, one wide out to the left. Now as a man go in motion, and oh, the flag coming up here way offsides too early.
Seaver was way downfield and the ball wasn't even snapped yet.
So that'll go against the Panthers. Stops the clock with 1:13 to go in our first half. Vaughn will bring them back out. They're trying to get some points here before halftime. Because, again, Oak Creek won the toss, deferred, so they'll get that second half kickoff. Vaughn in the gun. Two to the left, one to the right. Has time, throws it up here. Incomplete.
That's a good pass breakup. The ball was way past him.
Intended for Eastland.
He kind of landed awkwardly, though, Dick.
He's still down on the ground. With 44 seconds to go.
And we'll see, you know, hopefully no kind of crazy injury or anything like that. Hopefully he's able to walk it off.
And again, we'll go to break before we bring in our halftime guest. All right.
And so, unfortunately, there, you know, that long pass over top, wasn't able to complete it. It was a good breakup by Oak Creek, but it did go to Eastland there. And hopefully it's nothing too major. He's been a key contributor tonight for this Park offense and defense. So we'll see if, you know, he could do anything going forward.
All right, so we had an injury timeout here, so we'll should get back to it quickly here.
Yeah, luckily they were able to get him up pretty quickly, and again, we hope nothing too crazy there for him.
All right, Profano bring him out now with 44 seconds to go. 28-0 is our score. The Knights with the lead.
We'll see if Jalen Vaughn can finally get something going here. They haven't had much success, Dick. They've had five drives so far, and it's resulted in, you know, four punts with this fifth one here on a long third down.
Third down, third and 15. See what they dialed up here. If they give him protection, he's had time to throw. And
yeah. You lose a target here, but, you know, you still, he's had plenty of time to throw when they do go to the air.
Okay, you got a wide out to the right, one to the left. Knights showing blitz. Here they come after Vaughn, and they got him. They showed blitz, and they came with it. So to bring up fourth down with 32 seconds to go.
Yeah, they're going to have to put probably to 37, I would guess, on the clock. They were trying to stop the clock, but nobody had blown a whistle yet. So I'm going to guess they're going to go to 37, if not 38 seconds there on the clock. But Coach Parr does use one of those timeouts there. He wants to get one last possession in before this first half is over, Dick.
Well, at least to field the punt anyways.
Yeah.
So we'll keep it here, and as Dylan said, they corrected the clock.
That's the one job I had when I was officiating D3 football. Well, not the one. That was my main job, was clock management. So
okay.
I watched coaches running up and down sidelines. Yeah. I instantly, reactively looked to the clock.
All right, Freeman back in punt formation. Angelis still trying to receive a punt tonight and field one. High snap, kick is away. This one hits Angelis, and he goes back and recovers it back at the 25-yard line. Almost a big break for Park.
Yeah, that would have been huge. They were just out of the reach of tackling him and bringing him down early. Pins Oak Creek into their own territory when they could have had the ball almost at the 45-yard line. It's a 20-yard difference that they're going to have to deal with there, Dick.
And I think Fergus, I would think they'll just run a play or take a knee here.
Yeah.
With 28 seconds to go.
I'm guessing because Coach Parr burned a timeout that they're going to at least take a shot, but we'll see.
And he goes under center. Nope, he's in the gun. And they give it off to Schoff. Gets it outside.
Ooh, they ruled them
inbounds.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So that probably will do it.
Yeah, a lot of the Oak Creek players are starting to head towards their locker room. Park will do the same.
So that's the end of our first quarter, or first half of play, with Oak Creek leading 28-0. And we'll step away for 2 minutes. And hear from a few of our sponsors, WRJN, Racine.
At Gordy Boots.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's. Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years.